Page 24. Listening. Exercises 5 and 6. Listen to the second part of the program and complete the sentences. Then listen again and complete the fact sheet.
Part 2. Since Mars isn't most people's idea of a holiday destination, why do we need to know more about the weather there? For one thing, space scientists want to find out whether there's life on the planet, and the weather could tell a lot about this. Oh, and another important thing, it's true that most of us aren't planning a trip to Mars, but what about astronauts? If and when we send people up there, they'll want to know what to expect. So what do we already know about the weather on Mars? For one thing, it has four seasons, just like Earth. But the seasons aren't all the same length the way they are on Earth. That's because while our orbit is almost a circle, Mars's orbit is an ellipse. So spring is the longest season, lasting 7 months, and winter is the shortest, only 4 months long. Average temperatures on Mars are about minus 55 degrees Celsius. They can change by 100 degrees within the same day, but even the warmest days are bitterly cold. The wind is usually a gentle breeze, but it can increase to speeds of 360 kilometers an hour. This causes gigantic dust storms that can cover the entire planet for weeks. As for rain, that's something that never happens on Mars. It's much too cold. And besides, there's not enough water in the atmosphere. Extreme cold, eternal drought, and global dust storms. It looks like astronauts on Mars will have to deal with a very hostile climate. In contrast, the weather here on Earth seems absolutely ideal for us humans. In fact, perhaps we should stop complaining about it all the time.